This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shitaj Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Monday, that is 10th of August. Well, in fact, Indian markets witnessed mild profit booking at high levels but closed comfortably in the green. If you look at Sensex, it rallied more than 100 points while the Nifty 50 closed above 11,250 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on these three, then Sensex rose 141 points to close at 38,182, while the Nifty 50 rallied 56 points to close at 11,270. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index rose 1.4%, and if you look at the small-cap index, it ended with gains of 1.47%. In fact, both these indices outperformed the benchmark index. Now, pharma stocks remained in limelight as Dr. Reddy's, Divi's Laboratories, Torrent Pharma, Ipca Laboratories, Lupin, as well as Cipla hit their fresh 52-week highs. Defense stocks rallied after the defense minister said that it will stop importing announced list of 101 items among Sensex constituents. L&T was the top gainer, up nearly 5%. Now, if you look at in terms of sectors, the action was seen in healthcare, capital goods, realty, industrials and utilities, while profit taking was visible in energy and oil and gas stocks. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Tata Motors, M&M, L&T and Cipla, while in terms of losers, RIL, Asian Paints and Eicher Motors were the top stocks in the losers list. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the S&P BSE Healthcare Index was 4.6%, followed by the Capital Goods Index that was up 3.3%, and the Realty Index closed with gains of 2.7%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like BHEL, Dabur India, Divi's Laboratories, Amara Raja Batteries, as well as Container Corp. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Bharat Forge, Mothers and Sumi, and Cipla, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Container Corp, Bata India, and Bajaj Finance. Now, more than 200 stocks on the BSE hit their fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Bharat Rasayan, Wabco India, SRF, InfoEdge, as well as VST Tillers. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Cipla, in fact, jumped around about 10% after the company reported June quarter earnings post-market hours on August 7th. Apart from that, Tejas Networks was also in focus. Ipca Laboratories stock jumped 7% after the consolidated net profit of the company came in at around about 445 crores compared to 129.4 crores on a year-on-year basis. Cochin Shipyard was another stock in focus. Shipping Corporation of India also jumped around about 7%. Now, let's also see how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a doji kind of a candle on the daily charts, which indicates absence of a follow-up action at key resistance levels. Now, what experts say is that Nifty 50 has to continue to hold above 11,200 levels to witness an up move towards the recent swing high of 11,341 and then towards 11,500. On the downside, support still exists at 1,150 and then towards 11,100 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.